Hello, and welcome again to Thought for the Day. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 14. And before we read that together, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we bow now in your presence, may your word be our rule, your Holy Spirit our teacher, and your greater glory our supreme concern. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So, Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 14. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. Well, this is a verse of four contrasts. Contrasts of the people concerned, what they focus on, what they do, and what they look for. In terms of the people, we have the discerning person and the fool. One focuses on the heart, the other on the mouth. In terms of what they do, one seeks, the other feeds. And in terms of what they look for, knowledge for one, folly for the other. So let's look at each in turn. Well, these two people are becoming quite well known to us by now. This is the 10th verse of the 14 so far that they've appeared in. The wise have also appeared as the good, the prudent, the righteous, the upright, and today as the discerning. And I think we should be asking ourselves, is this a list of personal attributes that God would see in your life and mine? The fool appears mostly as the fool, occasionally as the wicked, 2 days ago as the mocker. Secondly, did you notice that the wise are focused on the heart, whilst the fool is all mouth? The wise person focuses on pursuing the things of the heart, the things of God. This is the person who heeds Paul's instruction to set your minds on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, Colossians 3:1. But fools are much more interested in their mouths, far more concerned with matters of food and drink than with the things of eternity. Third, there's a contrast of what they do. The wise person of a discerning heart seeks, whereas the fool feeds. One commentator puts it like this: seeking points to a quest characterized by passionate, thoughtful intent. Feeding describes the arbitrary munching of domesticated animals. Talking of which, if you've ever met our Labrador Lily, it's very obvious what she's focused on during most of her waking hours, and arbitrary munching would describe her daily routine pretty well. So fourthly, what are these two seeking or munching? Well, let's do the munching first, because our verse is quite clear. It's just one thing: folly. You see, the fool proves the worldly aphorism that you are what you eat, because fools consume folly. And all around us there are plenty of opportunities to consume folly if we're not careful. As for the discerning-hearted person, they seek knowledge. What fills our time? What do we mostly talk about? What do we think most about? Seeking knowledge of God in his word, or feeding on the folly of this world in the many guises in which it presents itself? The writer to the Hebrews tells us that God rewards those who diligently seek him, Hebrews 11:6. So today, which character do you or I most resemble? The fool feeding on folly, or the discerning heart seeking knowledge? And as we answer that question in our hearts, let's remember verse 11 that told us that our hearts are open before the Lord. Proverbs 15 and verse 14, the discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. Let's pray. Lord, give us your Holy Spirit to look honestly as you see into our hearts, and to know which of these two people we most resemble today. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, give us your fruits of the Spirit, that our hearts may increasingly resemble you and your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.